You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. You're listening to, well, the Golder family. Talk about yours truly. The phone number to call in if you wish to call in is 407-894-1680. Jerry Gross.
In the house.
So how's Gross Financial these days?
Doing very well.
Yes? So tell us about Gross Financial. I'll give you a plug.
Yeah, thanks. So since we're doing a show on Blind and Beyond, just wanted to share with your listeners that just because you're blind don't mean you don't have to worry about money. And I do have a few blind clients. The only difference with the blind client versus a sightseeing is when they have to sign the paperwork, I help them with the hand and make sure they sign it, you know, at the X, that kind of thing. But the strategies that I use with blind people is it's exactly what I use for sighted people. We want to make sure the money grows. We want to make sure it's protected. We want to make sure that they have income if they decide to retire, if they're no longer working. So I don't do anything different with a blind guy or a blind woman than I do with a sighted person. I do a budget. I do the financials. I do the investments. Like I said, the only thing I do different is I guide their hand to the X on the paperwork or where they got to sign.
Let me just
tell you this. Nothing different at all.
I'll give you a suggestion.
At all.
If you're going to get more blind folks coming to you, there is a machine that you can get for the blind to read it. And then this way they know what they're signing, because you can tell them anything. A lot of people like myself, I wouldn't sign something, even though you're my son-in-law. I wouldn't sign something.
Oh, then we wouldn't do business because people don't ask me any questions. I just say, sign here, we're done, we leave.
Right.
Well, unless they're an engineer, then I don't like the engineers.
Well, a lot of people won't do that. They won't just sign on a blank line. They won't know what they're signing.
No, they don't ask me. They just trust me and sign.
I understand. Well, most people won't do that.
I'm kidding.
So the point that I'm saying is, if you had I call it an aid. I used to have it all the time. Right, honey? Wasn't that, what was that called? My Palace. Remember that?
iPalace. Right.
It reads it to me, and then I can know what I'm signing. You put it in front of the paper, it takes a picture, and then it tells me what's there.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Right.
You should be signing up now good, because the stock market is going crazy.
What are you saying?
The stock market is going crazy.
The stock market's going crazy.
Yeah, it's going to a 23.5.
Yeah.
So then people should be signing up.
Signing up.
So if you're interested in financial planning, you want to protect your money, and you don't want to just put it in the bank.
Just go to my website.
Call me. Put it this way. Call me, and I'll put in touch with you. Go to our website. Just write to me, Michael, at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I'll put you in touch with Jerry here.
Right. It'll give us an excuse to come visit you, because I am licensed in Florida. So if they want to do business and they want to be with me and they want to touch me and have coffee,
people listening in Philadelphia.
I'll just keep coming in.
We have people listening.
And they'll come to my office then. It's even easier.
Well, you know what? Really, right now is the time. I was reading some articles about investment. Now the time is to buy and get
if
involved.
You're talking, you're gonna, I can't hear you.
Yeah, because we can't hear you. You're going to have to come in. Tell them to come on down into the mic.
You have to talk on the mic.
Oh, I'm just saying that I was reading an article that now with the market is the way it is, it's now time people should really be buying.
Right
now, yeah.
Thanks for doing my job. Do your job?
That's it. We're going to trivia.
3 points.
Trivia time. We're going to trivia. Trivia time. Cool it, folks. That's our family I'm talking to. All right, we're going to trivia. 407-894-1680. I want to know who's singing this song. Who is singing this song?
Long, long and lonely night. I cry my eyes out over you. Wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint on this, just so you'll know. Anybody listen to this show, I've talked about this group many times.
I know who it is. I got you.
Yeah, it wasn't Chaim Yankel. Okay, but let me just give you a hint. Okay, my brother produced it. Okay, so it's one of my brother's groups.
Yeah, one second. Chris, did you see my note in the email? Did you look at the record when you pulled it up?
Yeah.
Remember what I said?
Yep, the Golders.
Isn't that cool? G&H. Yeah.
Now, besides that, his son, the person who's singing the song, his son, believe it or not, is the lead from the Roots, the group Roots, that's on, what's the name of that show? Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Jimmy Fallon, the Jimmy Fallon show.
And he's the one that has the Afro haircut. I mean, I can't see him, but people have told me he wears the Afro haircut. He's a tall guy, and that's his son. Anyway, who is singing that song?
It looks like you have a caller.
Okay, I'm going to be shocked if anybody knows it, but if they know this, we played it many times. Who's on the line? Where are they calling from? Calling from where? I want to know where. Okay. Who's on the line? Who you got? Someone live?
Yes, I have Ian, a longtime listener who I haven't heard from in a while, calling in from Orlando. Hey, Ian.
Yeah, that's the Andrew on the house. But give that to somebody. That somebody is.
No, no, I want from you. You haven't caught one in. Call, tell me, who do you think is singing?
That's
Lee
Andrews on the heart.
100% right.
Wow.
Lee Andrews on the heart.
Wow.
Oh, you just want to listen to this. I'm going to give you a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. How about Sonny's Barbecue? You like Sonny's Barbecue?
All right. Okay, you got it.
Sonny's Barbecue. Hey, listen. Right. Hey, I'm going to give myself a plug. I'm going to give myself. Do you ever listen to my other? Listen, Ian. Did you listen to my other show from 12 o'clock on Sundays to 7 o'clock on 1600? I play oldies. You should listen to the show if you like Leander of the Hearts. I play all this, Bobby, Darren, all of them.
So,
1600 on the dial, 1600 on the dial, and you can hear all the old songs.
Okay, I wish you a happy.
It's every Sunday. It's before this. Every Sunday. Every Sunday from 12 to 7, 1600 on the dial.
Alrighty.
All right, so give your name and address. We'll send you out a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Thank you for calling. Keep on listening, Ian. Keep on listening.
Speaking of Sonny's.
Yeah.
Sonny's Barbecue. What?
Speaking of Sonny's.
What do you want me to do with it? Oh. I can't see it.
No, I know. I was reminding you about Sonny's.
All right, so tell.
What do you, you tell about Sonny's.
Sonny's Barbecue is the only place to go.
You're
if you
the
want
one
barbecue.
You eat more than I do there.
If you want to go to a place for good barbecue, that's the place to go. Because they got ribs, they got a good salad bar, they even got all the ribs you can eat. That's right, very, very good price, very good food. Even Lynn likes it there, and she's very particular with her barbecue, very particular. Check out Sonny's Barbecue. Okay, so going back to now Desiree Joanne, we'll put her on the spot now. Desiree Joanne.
Yes, Father.
So tell me. Boy, I haven't said that in a word in a long time. Father. I haven't
father.
Heard, it's always dad. Never heard
dad.
Father. So what do you have to say for yourself, young lady?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
This is a present, too, having all of you guys with us here.
That's right.
Aw,
so
thank
wonderful.
You.
That's right. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm blessed. I really am. I said it last night. I'll say it again. I am blessed. Yes, I'm blind. Yes, I had my cancer, my prostate cancer, which I thank God I beat. Yes, I've had other medical issues, but I've got a great family. I've got wonderful children. I got wonderful friends, and you our
wonderful grandchildren.
Audience.
Yeah,
yes, I'm
that's
gonna go
right.
there too. Yes, wonderful grandchildren.
And wonderful cousins.
Yes, wonderful cousins, family. And you, our listening audience, I love you all, the listening audience. I wish I could have invited you all to our party last night, but as money would have it, sorry, we had to be keeping it down to a low minimum because my wife won't give me enough money to support all of you. So, you know, what can I tell you? I have to listen to my boss with the hot sauce. Her name is Lynn. She's my boss. And when she says, jump, I jump. When she says, you can't spend any more, I don't spend any more because I listen to her. That's why we have a fabulous marriage. And I love her so much because I know to shut up. I know not to yell at her. Even when I'm mad at her, I love her. I say, you know what? I'm mad at you, but I love you. That's right. So anyway, anybody want to call in? Say hello, 407-894-1680. Okay, and you have anything to say? Call in. And you folks, you know, I know one thing. I know that you're blind, a lot of you. But, you know, I think that some of you still can dial a number. The number I want you to dial is 407-894-1680. You can call up and say hello. You could do that if you want to. You can do something with your life. You can pick up the phone and call. Won't hurt you. We're going to break. Think about it. When we come back from break, 407-894-1680. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Do
you realize that in only a few years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com.
BrailleEye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Believe it or not, yeah, that's right. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Would you believe I've got most, not most, but a lot of my family members here, starting with my daughter, my sister, my grandchildren, my
His cousin.
I'm saying I didn't leave it out. Even my cousin's husband, who's my cousin, is here. That's right. We have a call right now from, believe it or not, from Egypt. Right?
Dubai.
Are you there? Dubai. Am I saying it right?
Hello,
right?
Yeah. I'm right here.
Is this Faraj?
Yeah. Is this Faraj?
Yes, this is Faraj.
Hi.
I got to apologize in advance. Hi, hello.
How are you?
I just woke up, so if I'm a little slow.
Oh,
what time is
great.
It? What time is it there?
It's about 5:15 a.m.
A.M. Oh. What day?
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Believe it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah, we're in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me this.
You're yelling.
Oh, I'm yelling.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to wake Faraj up, Michael.
I have to yell. He's in Egypt. Can you hear me?
To not Egypt.
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Egypt. Loud and clear.
Okay.
You're actually in the United. Tell me what it is. United Arab Emirates.
Yes, no, it's the United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Right. That's where you are.
So tell me this.
Yeah.
Tell me about
all
about what you're doing, because I'm impressed.
Tell us about Braille Eye.
Yes, tell me about Braille Eye, because I'm very impressed. Tell me about it.
Well, the idea came from from two of our co-founders. They started the proof of concept, and one of them is visually impaired himself. So they came up with the idea, and one of them developed the proof of concept, and now we're, as you said, we should have a prototype at the by December, and we will have it market ready and tested hopefully by the end of the year. And basically, it's a device that converts any text to Braille. Now imagine having a phone-sized device with it looks like a phone, but instead of a screen on top, it has Braille cells and the camera in the back. So it takes a picture of any text, scans it, and that text is converted into Braille that's displayed on the Braille cells.
Faraj, one moment.
The basic idea of the device.
If anybody has a question for Faraj, please call in now, right away. The number is 407-894-1680. If you have any questions to ask Faraj about Braille Eye. So it is it out on the market now yet, Faraj, or this is still advanced orders?
Not yet, ma'am. But
not yet?
We are taking pre-orders. Mm-hmm. We are taking pre-orders. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it's ready, we'll start beta testing the initial prototype to see how can it be improved upon. Mm-hmm. Once we're happy with the end result, we'll release it to the market, because we don't want to put in the market something that's not ready or that has a lot of bugs in it. So we'd rather just test it out, perfect it, and then put it out in the market.
Right. So can you give a little bit more detail how it works for the person who has never heard about Braille Eye? You carry it in your pocket.
I can't get into too much technical details, mm-hmm. because I'm not the person.
No, not technical. Not technical.
No, just the average user, the average person, visually impaired or blind user. Yeah.
Technical.
It's pocket size, correct?
It's basically imagine. An iPhone X size device, mm-hmm. About the same size with about 20 Braille cells on the
screen.
Instead of the screen,
right.
Instead of a screen, you have 20 Braille cells on display,
right?
And a camera on the back, so that you can carry it anywhere you want, and whenever you have a text in front of you, all you gotta do is just pull it out, take the picture, and it has a built-in guidance system to tell you what's the optimal text range, so that you can take the proper shot of the text, and as soon as you take that picture, it's the OCR scans the text, and that's then converted into Braille and displayed on the Braille cells.
So would somebody be able to go in the supermarket, Faraj, and take a picture of, say, the information or the ingredients on a cereal box or a soup can, and it would convert it?
If it's on a flat surface, flat
surface.
Now we are having problems because if the surface is a bit curved,
right.
The text is not going to be proper.
Right.
It's not going to come out proper.
Right.
But if it's a flat surface, then there should be no problems.
Wow. And they can go to the library and point the device toward the book, the print, and it will convert.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they don't even have to wait a long time for a Braille book to come out, if it even comes out.
Wow.
They can just pick up any book they want and just read it.
Yeah. I remember last time you called in, somebody asked how many cells were on the display at one time. So it's 20 for those who are listening. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, can you tell everybody how to reach you and find out more information? It was at Hope.
Absolutely. Reach us.
Yeah, hope@brailleye.com.
Yes, ma'am. Hope@brailleye.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out our website. www.brailleye.com. Brailleye is just one word.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in, and sorry we woke you up.
No, it's my pleasure.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and we look forward to meeting you in Orlando when you come to the convention.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, Faraj. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Wow, that was fascinating.
Wasn't that interesting? Well, see, your phone is larger than mine. It just visualized taking your phone and just pointing it toward a flat surface, and it will convert whatever you're trying to read into Braille.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com. There's only one E there in the middle.
They're not out yet, but if you want to know about them, check it out.
Right.
Check them out.
Or you could write to hope@BrailleEye.com for more information. All right, Golder.
Thanks for calling in. And folks,
he's gone.
If Tony's listening, you can call back now, Tony. If you're listening, you can call back. I'm sorry we couldn't have you on right then, but you're more than welcome to call back.
Okay, Michael, I have another PSA for
Lighthouse. Okay, PSA.
I'd like to read. This is in reference, and this is until November 29th. I took Desiree's.
Oh, you took Desiree.
This is in reference to the holiday food drive that Lighthouse Central Florida is sponsoring. Help fight hunger this holiday season by donating non-perishable food and hygiene products to those in need. The children's program at Lighthouse Central Florida will be collecting the following items for their food drive in support of the Love Pantry, which is the school pantry project. This is what they need: cereal, shelf-stable milk, canned soup and noodle meals, canned beans and bean meals, canned vegetables, canned fruit, peanut butter and jelly, spaghetti sauce, etc., macaroni and cheese, canned tuna, rice. And what they really need is hygiene items also, like shampoo, soap, and toothpaste. So they are accepting donations until November 29th, and the drop-off location is at the East New Hampshire Street location, which is 215 East New Hampshire Street in Orlando. And if you'd like more information, please call 407. You should all know this number by heart. 407-898-2483. That's in reference to the Holiday Food Drive, sponsored by the Lighthouse Central Florida.
What?
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Are you here?
That's your line. My line. No, your line.
Oh, yeah?
Are you there?
Well, folks, I just want to tell you all, I want to repeat this to my listeners, to people who call in all the time. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. For those who didn't, I'm sorry. For those who did, it's great that you did. If you want to call in and tell us about your Thanksgiving, that'd be great too. 407-894-1680. Did any of you cook a special meal? Especially people that are visiting Pan and Blind, anybody's got a good recipe? Because Gary Sinclair always comes up with a good recipe. Do you have a good recipe that you can report back?
Mike, I got several good recipes that I could use. Ooh. I got several things that I cooked up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like what?
Like the first thing I cooked up, I opened up my eyes and I turned on the TV. All right? Hitting the remote control. Game. You got it, Mike. Watch
he
a football.
Cooked up some action on the screen.
That's all I did.
Well,
is Nakia a good cook?
Can I use my Fifth Amendment right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I understand. Wait, you know what? I got to tell you something. I understand you got a good-looking wife.
He does. She's very pretty.
Lynn told me she's a good-looking wife.
He's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. We have to have her at the show sometime. Yeah. We really need to have Nakia here, Chris. He doesn't have his headphones on.
So you're trying to see me on my best behavior. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
because when I'm around, that's when I'm on my when she's around, I'm on my best behavior.
Do we have a call? I have an idea. Bring the whole family.
Yeah, we have a caller. That.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
who's on the line?
For real.
All the way from Clearwater, Florida. We have our friend Eugene.
Christmas Eve. Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
Hello, Lynn, Michael.
Hi, Eugene. Hi.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, Eugene.
I had a good Thanksgiving. I had on Thursday, I had six of my family members here, and then on Friday, I had nine more of my family members here.
Wow.
So I had, like 15 out of 23 here.
And you did some of the cooking?
No, we did takeout from Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's good.
Was it good?
I love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it was good. There was plenty of leftovers.
All right.
I like their biscuits.
We like their fish. Yeah. So what else is new, Eugene? What's going on at the Lighthouse out there?
Well, they're fixing to have their Christmas party come up on the, I think it's the 5th.
Oh, tell us. So everybody out there in Pinellas County who's listening.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
They'll have it, I think it's from 11:30 until 1:30. I didn't get the flyer on it yet, but it's the going to be the first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday.
They can call the Lighthouse and make reservations for it.
Okay.
And then our council, we have our Christmas party coming up on the 9th of December.
And where would that be? So
that's going to be at Seabreeze Family Restaurant in Seminole. And then I got the Lions Club, which I'm a member of. We got our Christmas party coming up.
You got a very busy schedule.
He's very busy.
I got the church Christmas party coming up.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Eugene.
Okay, y'all take it easy. Y'all have a nice holiday.
Thank you. You as well. I'm sure we'll talk to you before then.
You will. Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Eugene. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, right. Eugene. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tony from Clearwater is back.
A lot of Clearwater people calling in
We have
now.
A lot of people
Tony,
listening on
Clearwater,
the West Coast.
How you doing?
Hello, Michael and everybody.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony. Nice to hear your voice.
Happy Hanukkah and everything.
Thank you.
It's been a while. Let's see. How's everything been going?
Good. Great.
Yeah.
We're here every Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm going to get a retina. I need to get a retina eye exam soon. But I still haven't gotten the cane.
Oh, God. You're too much.
I know, but I got to get some, I don't know, I need to get some glasses, like 10X magnifiers or something. But there is a place that I found in Clearwater, magnifying aids.
Mm-hmm.
So I could check that out.
Yeah, we know about magnifying aids. Yeah. So how is your guitar
Hello?
Playing? Hello? We lost him.
Lost him.
I know he was having complications with his phone.
Thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it.
We always had that problem with Tony's phone.
I didn't move. We'll make
the sound.
There you are. Hello?
Hey, Tony, you still there?
We got to let him go. We can't hear you.
All right,
we got to
let him go.
Thanks for calling, so we can't hear you. All right, anybody else on the line right now?
No, that's it for right now.
Well, I want to go to trivia.
Wait, is time for break, too? Or you want to hit the trivia
break?
First?
All right, do the break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Until the outside of break, then we're going to come back with trivia time. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of Caesar dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. 1-800-878-1818. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Braille Eye, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. And this is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, if you want to go to our website, just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's right. Don't forget the A-N-D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You want to look us up? Maybe you want to miss a show. Maybe you missed a lot of shows. Maybe you've never even listened to this show before. So maybe this is the first time. So maybe you want to listen. Maybe you want to turn us off. If that's what you want to do, well, nice talking to you. And it's been, what can I say? Goodbye. See you later. For those folks that are still here, glad you're still here. And we're going to play trivia. Maybe you'll win. Okay, trivia time. 407-894-1680. And good luck. Let's see if you get this one.
All right, Lynn, you get, throw your headphones on so you can hear. I know the rules and regulations that you gave Mike. All right, so because of the rules and regulations that you've given him, he can do it this way.
Okay.
All right, check it out. Who is this singing this song right here?
It's your favorite song.
Girl, you are to me all that a woman should be, and I dedicate my life to you always.
A love like yours is rare. It must have been sent from up above.
Thank you.
a beautiful song.
We love that song.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, who sings it?
Pardon me, don't say it. We have to. That's the trivia question. Who's singing it?
I don't know who's singing it.
Well, that's why
you don't know.
I don't know.
407-894-680.
I think I do.
But don't say it. 407-894-680.
I did it.
Lynn,
I got one.
You know what I wanted to do?
Dance.
Yes. I wanted to
dance. I thought you were sleeping behind those glasses.
What do you mean?
I thought you were listening to the song.
I was listening to the song.
Okay,
was
he was mesmerized.
Yeah, I was thinking about you. Oh, I wanted to dance with you.
Thank you, Chris, for picking it up.
I wanted to dance with you.
Oh.
Yes. 407-894-6080. Who's calling in? Anybody going to win?
That's one of those classic jams right there.
407-894-6080.
Right. I think that was at everybody's wedding during
that
time frame.
Yeah, they played that on our doorstep.
Did you find that Metro Diner commercial?
Yes, sir. I got it in.
Good. You'll play it. Don't forget.
Yes, sir.
That's great food. I love Metro Diner. They got great food.
Listen, great food came last night, too, and you are absolutely right about the steak. Oh, my God. That steak was, boy, I had to go home and had a dream about the steak.
Good food there.
I had the gator platter.
You had the gator platter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was great. It was great.
Everything
How was the
was
fish?
Good.
I saw the fish. The fish looked like it was scrumptious.
The shrimp scampi was also really good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The soup. I love the soup.
The gumbo
Did
was
Did you get
delicious.
That good soup? I know you can't have shelf. So do you have the...
Yes, I had the chicken soup, and it was marvelous.
Good.
It was marvelous.
Are you allergic to seafood?
Yes.
I'm allergic to shellfish and tomatoes.
And tomatoes. Oh.
So if you ever want to get rid of me, you know how.
Shellfish. Yeah, gumbo could do that.
My wife does it all the time. She'll call me up and say, hey, babe, what time are you coming home tonight? And I say, wow, what's the game plan? Well, I want to cook something special for me. So I just need to know what time you coming home. So I say, well, I'll just go spend the night. No, you can come home. I'll do it now so the house will be clear by the time you get, because I have it really bad.
Oh, wow.
Just terrible. Smelling it can get
really?
To me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So as I was sitting around everybody yesterday, as everybody was eating, my body started sweating. I'm like, oh, Lord, I can do this. So I got up, stepped outside for a minute, and then I came back in.
Anybody else with your family?
894-6080.
Ironically, no.
Not your mother or
nope, nobody else.
Nobody.
Either side of my family. I'm the only one that's suffering.
407-894-6080.
Whoa.
If nobody's going to get it, I'm going to give it. We'll tell who it is.
The hard way I found out that I was allergic to shellfish.
I don't want to know.
I was 15 years old, had my first job, and I got my first check. And everybody that I was working with, everybody decided to go out. And I said, well, I'm going to go too. Let me go. We went and got some Chinese food. I got me a shrimp egg foo young. I got me some shrimp fried rice. I got me a shrimp egg roll. And I ate it. And I was good. I ate it. About a half an hour later, my body started swelling up. I couldn't breathe.
My gosh.
Wow.
And you've seen one of those blow up fish?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's how
I became.
I got that like that one. It's not from food. Yeah.
So
that's awful.
When I did that, that was
the
first
hospital?
Time and the last time. No, what I did was I took some Benadryl.
Yep.
And I had my asthma pump because it was bothering my asthma as well. So I did that and took a nice little hot shower. I slept it off and I woke up the next day, say never again.
You're lucky.
Wow. You're very lucky.
Yes. So.
So, who's going to call in to give the name of the song?
I guess nobody.
I'm telling you, they figure that it's almost time. For
wait 2 minutes and then we're going to go on to the next. That's it. Oh. Hey, Thomasine, you here?
I'm here.
So what do you have to say for yourself, young lady? Tell us a little about me.
Please. We don't have enough time in this air.
What does that mean? I thought you loved me.
We need 24 hours, 48 hours.
I thought you loved me.
Explain
to
everybody that we, Michael, you know her since she was 17, right?
Yep.
You're almost the same age. Almost.
Yeah, he's older. Like 1 year older.
1 year older.
So you guys go back. Oh, my God. The teen years.
Yeah.
You have the teen years.
Did you like music too, Thomasine?
No.
No, you didn't.
My
but
parents,
you worked there.
Yeah.
At the record distributor.
I know, but my parents was very, you know, growing up, we had to read. Matter of fact, we had to read.
Read.
Books. My parents used to get me National Geographic magazine.
Yeah.
Remember
read.
That? And I had to read. You know, all about
what's
going
on. So you really don't care about a rock and roll and all that?
Not really. I never had a chance to enjoy, really listen to music, reading, how can you put it? Very strict parents I grew up with, you know, matter of fact. I enjoy being at your house watch series of the Lone Ranger.
Oh yeah, Lone Ranger.
She was watching Lone Ranger.
I love Lone Ranger. And Will Rogers. Yeah. I remember the horse was Trigger.
Yeah.
And Hyo Silver.
That's what
and,
she was watching.
Dale today. And Roy Rogers and Dale. I forgot Dale.
It's still black. You're watching old black.
It's
and white.
Oh yeah, right, right. But I'm saying when I was growing, I only well we had a TV in the 50s on our block. People, well, friends used to come certain times and watch this. But my grandfather was very strict. We watched all. The Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday nights.
Oh.
It was called Pat's Blue Ribbon. And you guys
remember? Oh, I remember that. But I have to say something to you. You know what's the difference between you and I? Just thought about it.
Why? Just tell me the story.
She just said something. I just realized about
what?
It.
What?
She said as she was growing up. The difference is I grew up. I'm just growing.
That I'll agree.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I
agree.
Never grew up.
So you used to watch fights?
No, I'm saying that my grandfather was, we had television. Yeah. And it's the strangest thing. We all had to sit around, like, you know, watch TV at midnight. On Monday nights, Pat's Blue Ribbon fight. Make sure the lighting was turned out because my father was saying, you can see them, they can see us, even though, you know. That's how I felt. He was very superstitious. Yeah. My grandmother, who was allowed to watch television during the day for the guiding light.
Oh, I remember that show.
The guiding light. And Ma Perkins. You remember Ma Perkins?
No, I know. Ma Perkins.
But I was able to watch when I came from school. How Duty.
Oh, I watched How Duty.
And Kukla Friend and Ollie.
Oh, I remember that.
Kukla Friend, remember the puppet with the 1-2 hanging out?
No.
How about, did you ever watch Mickey Mouse?
Oh, yeah. And Angela. And she was Mickey Mouse Club. You know, yep. Here we are. MICKEYMOUZ, you know? And my grandma, like I said, like we hangs. We only could watch. When I came from school, I could watch them. And Saturday, when I helped clean up the house, I was only allowed to watch the Lone Ranger and Roy Rogers, you know, coming on TV. I mean, like, you know, watching it today, it was enjoyable. I liked it, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing to tell what's so different today than it is is the scenery. They stuck at the same place, you know.
Yeah.
The scenery was the same set.
Yeah.
Scenery. Whatever, the bandit or whatever, they stopped. I mean, that's what
so
I did
funny.
Today. Yeah, right. But like I said, you know, and they were nice days. I think I enjoyed much television then.
And you know, you said something. You were allowed. Now kids can do whatever they want.
Allowed.
Any day.
No. My grandfather, you had to ask.
Yeah.
Could you? Most of the time we listen to the radio. And I enjoyed the radio because radio, just like now, you can imagine differently. You know, like you hear on here. We used to watch some. Anybody remember Helen Trent?
Yes.
Helen Trent?
Yes.
Helen Trent was a soap opera that came on at 12:30 every day. And she had this friend named, I remember it was yesterday. And do I think enjoy radio more? It's because you can imagine more.
What Michael talks about in relation to being blind now, when the Eagles on Sunday.
Off the Eagles football team.
What? Yeah, the Eagles football Philly.
We good.
What?
We were. And go ahead and bring it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were talk about it. Oh, my. Right.
But he. But he would rather listen to the
sportscaster.
Merrill Reese.
Yeah. Like,
I had to turn the computer on. He can stream WIP,
right.
And then he'll look at the TV.
Because I don't enjoy.
He likes the description of the radio.
When you're blind,
yeah.
And you're, say, television. My brother doesn't understand. How can you watch television? I say, well, you live. But when you're listening to a basketball game or when you're blind, you get the whole picture. When you're listening to radio, they do audio.
Play by play.
He's tight. He's going to the. He's doing something. He's on his. He fell down.
They're describing what's going on.
When you're watching television, they describe nothing. So if you're blind, you can't. And sometimes they don't even tell you the score. They say touchdown. Oh, I'm sorry. What's the score? Because they don't know. When you're listening to the radio, they tell you everything. That's why I like radio than television.
Well, I do too. I think day watching that Lone Ranger, you know, like a lot of, but I enjoy it so much watching. Then I think I would do the regular stuff. You know, like
wait, but right now
we have a call.
A caller,
and
then
by
after
the way,
that,
it's we have 10 minutes left to the show.
All right, we're gonna,
so
I'm gonna do a fast.
Pace yourself.
Fast trivia. Yep.
No, not yet.
Somebody's calling in right now.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Sitting there by the couch, you did pick up the phone and dial. You didn't use your fingers to dial the number. I do that.
Uh-oh.
What? I'm going to do another trivia after this person.
Well,
hang up.
I have to do it quickly.
All right, we got Tony calling back.
What?
What's he calling? He think he got the trivia.
Tony!
We didn't do the trivia.
No, the last one.
Oh, the last one. Oh, good.
Hear me now.
Hear you now.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Name
of the song?
Oh.
No, last song. No, it wasn't Michael Jackson.
No, okay, so.
Sorry.
Anyway,
Thank you. Sorry. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Stay tuned. Tell him to stay tuned. We'll
stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
He wanted to ask about a cane.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aids is the oldest privately held company served with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer a assortment that is reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best part of our customers. We take time to listen and to Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you realize in only a few years you will be able to vote? Learn about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. March because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VoteTech is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. Vote values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votetechdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march. Voice your opinion and make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votechdesignedforall.com. That's ECDSIGNforall.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of Caesar dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the...
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? A pedestrian crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has done an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Accessible with built speakers at push and raise tactile vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are likely to make better decisions about when to crossing the street and what to do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting a local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
We're back. Believe it or not, we're back. This is your host, Michael, here. The number to call in is 4-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What, Lynn?
I didn't sing, but I'm glad you say what, Lynn. Just wanted to remind everybody, not going to believe it, next day is December 3rd.
And Gary Sinclair
is the one and only Gary Sinclair will be our co-host. And also, we will be having a guest caller from Polaris APS and a lot more coming up next week.
I hope you enjoyed the show with our family here. It's trying to be a light show.
I enjoyed
it. It's supposed to be a light show. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I thank my family for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Cousin Joel and Cousin Emily and my sister Thomasine, and daughter Desiree and her husband Jerry and our granddaughter Haley.
And grandson.
He wasn't here. And Josh, her friend. And my lovely wife, I'm going to say bride, but I'm saying it. My lovely wife.
I'm trying to save you.
Can't save him. Don't try.
Who sang that song before?
Can't save him.
Yeah, the trivia. The song was dedicated to the both of you guys were the group called Atlantic Star.
Atlantic Star.
And
nobody knew that. That's why.
And the title was called Always.
That was a very big song in 89.
88, 89?
Yeah.
You played a newer song. They don't know songs like that. Yeah. The older
That's because Kelly's
Well, no, around. We did. Ian called and said, hey, I know, but he just won.
Yeah, so he
couldn't go on.
Right.
But Ian no music, so.
Right. I bet you I played my trivia question that long. I wanted to play that. Lynn said it wasn't enough time. A lot of people would call in.
So what do you think about my idea, Chris, about Christmas Eve?
What's your idea?
Think Nakia would go for the idea?
I can. Okay. Let me talk to her.
The whole family.
Yeah, let me.
Maybe everything.
I know she'll probably definitely do the first hour because my wife
goes. Okay, that'll be fine.
She's a timely
What's
person.
What's the baby going to do?
Talk?
She'll talk. Uh-huh. No, she'll talk.
She'll talk.
My kids talk. They get it from their daddy.
I want to do that. That's going to be fine.
They get it from their father, so they talk. They would not know. My daughter, she loved the microphone. Even when we in church, she go grab the microphone. Pastor, give her the microphone and just say, hey, go ahead and say hi. She'll take the whole microphone and walk with it.
I'll tell you what really would be nice.
What?
For you. I'm talking about you. You sitting on the sofa, not calling in, just sitting there and listening. You could call in sometime and say, you know what? It's nice hearing from you. Maybe you'll call in for Christmas and say,
Maybe they'll call in next week.
Maybe. Who knows? But sometime you can pick up the phone. I know you're blind or I know you're visually impaired. Even if you're sighted, it's even worse. You can pick up the phone, dial 407-894-6080 and say, hi, we're here. We're listening to you.
Let's say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Let's end on a positive note.
Good night.
Love you all. See you next Sunday.
Sunday.
7
Thank
o'clock.
Thank you, Chris.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Yeah.
Take care. Love you all.
Warm up the turkey.
Warm up the turkey.
The leftovers.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.